When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
About it.
To save his life, call his wife, and
yeah, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the morning of the end of the Yankee season, because let's be honest, they're not coming back from being down 3-0. That's what it is right now after last night's debacle out in the Bronx as the New York Yankees fall 4-2, and the two were, you know, meaningless. Might as well just call it a shutout. With a late home run from Verdugo, that meant absolutely nothing. And the New York Yankees are now down 3-0 in this World Series. And that's the kindest words I'll say, because it has been just an out-and-out disgrace what the team has done offensively. And honestly, I mean, we could go on and on. We could do a whole show just on Judge and what's going on with him right now. Because, again, strikes out in the first inning. Was it a better at-bat? Sure, it was. It was. He had some good takes. He wasn't flailing at breaking balls, but then he got beat on a cutter, which was a good pitch. And Walker Buehler, who started this game for the Dodgers, after being, you know, much maligned and talked about how even on his good start against the Mets, he only went 4 innings and he's really struggled, he came out and threw the hell out of the ball. Right? There's two storylines here, and there's two sides to every coin, and the Dodgers have played much better than the New York Yankees. The Dodgers have played better defensively. The Dodgers have obviously hit better. The Dodgers have pitched better. The bottom of the lineup is clearly the one advantage that came true in this series, because that starting pitching was supposed to be their weakness. The Yankees are supposed to have the advantage in the starting pitching. And in these first three games, Jack Flaherty has been, he didn't go as deep, but was pretty much just as good as Gerrit Cole. Yamamoto was far better than Carlos Rodon. And obviously, Walker Buehler was better than Clark Schmidt last night, who could only get 2 innings. Couldn't get out of the third inning. And his home run to Freddie Freeman to start this game, who's going to be the MVP of this series. And, you know, with everything he's went through this year with his son, good for Freddie Freeman. He's an incredible player. He's an incredible hitter. And he's going to win the MVP with his third consecutive home run. It's the walk-off grand slam in game one, home run in that big inning in game two, and then the home run that just, whether it was, you know, the electric atmosphere we expected or not, whether Derek Jeter's first pitch got the crowd going or not, whether Fat Joe brought the house down or not, any enthusiasm that could have been there for this entire game was sucked out of the building when in the first inning, Clark Schmidt made a mistake on a 1-2 count and threw a fastball up and in to Freddie Freeman, who he deposited into the short porch. And that was really what felt like the end of the game. It really kind of felt like the end of the game. And so, yes, the Dodgers have played better. Yes, the Dodgers have come through. Yes, Freddie Freeman's killed the Yankees. The fact of the matter is the Yankees have been terrible. And this offense, which is always the case, is their downfall. Every single year they lose in the postseason, bar none, it's because they don't hit. And clearly the number one culprit, along with all of his teammates, other than, you know, the handful have done a decent enough job. Obviously, Stan's been incredible. Soto's been great with big home runs in the other series, even a home run in game two of this series. And then Gleyber Torres has consistently given them good at-bats at the top of the order. Besides that, nobody's hitting, but the best hitter in the world, their MVP, we could cut it up a million different ways. They are not good enough if Aaron Judge is going to be an absolute zero. I'm talking out in the newsroom with Jerry Recco. He's Alex Rodriguez. That's it. He is the great player who cannot perform in the postseason, and nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. No one is going to wax poetic today
about how he had one of the greatest seasons a right-handed hitter's ever had. No one's going to wax poetic today of 58 home runs to go along with a 320 batting average when a handful of hitters in the sport hit 320, let alone hit 58 home runs and hit 320. No one cares. He is dragging this team to the bottom instead of lifting them to the division, which he did over the course of the 162. He has been so bad in this series. He has struck out 7 times in these 3 games. It has been an embarrassment. 1-for-12 with 7 strikeouts in the World Series. 1-for-12. This is who they depend on. This is their team leader. This is their captain. This is the best hitter in the world, and he can't buy a hit. And this offense last night was just completely dead. And amazingly enough, despite the fact that the starting pitching's been so bad for the New York Yankees, the bullpen's been great. And they have had opportunity after opportunity to get back into this game. You got guys like Mark Leiter Jr. coming in and getting big outs. I don't know how. Don't ask me how. But he is. Nestor Cortez comes in, strikes out Ohtani again. Like, they figured out a way to keep these games close because, I mean, I would argue for, you know, going down the stretch of this game, that is the most lopsided 2-0, 3-0, and then 4-0 game I've ever seen. And yet it's only 4. And there's a big moment in this game where Gleyber struck out on a high fastball that was over the, you know, was above the zone. It was a terrible call from the umpire. I'm not getting on it. That had nothing to do with the loss, but that one moment, that was it. If he would have found a way on base there, it would have been bases loaded with Juan Soto coming up. And that was about as exciting as this game got, other than watching Giancarlo run the bases and get thrown out at home on a play that, again, everyone's going to go nuts about. It's going to be a talking point. They've gotten back-to-back hits twice in this series. Back-to-back hits. Not back-to-back hits with runners in scoring position, just back-to-back hits. Twice in this World Series. Twice. I don't trust them to get a big hit there. 2 outs and a runner in scoring position. They've been so anemic with runners in scoring position. If they get one, you have to score. And I know they're down 3 runs at that point. It's not the 9th inning. It's the 4th inning. Get me that run. I need that run. Make it a 2-run game. I've seen all the pictures. I know how dead to rights he was. When he started running home, when he rounded home, in my mind, I might have even said it out loud. I said, "Oh, he's out by 100 miles." Like, I knew he was going to be out. I still think they have a better chance of scoring a run if the ball gets away, if the ball's up the line, if the ball hits Giancarlo in the back, if Smith can't come up with the scoop. That all seems more likely to me. Every one of those situations seems more likely to me than Rizzo coming through with a base hit and putting back-to-back hits with runners in scoring position together. They can't do it. Send Giancarlo. I don't care. Let's see if they can mess up because I don't trust this Yankee team. That's where we are. And they're down 3-0 in the World Series. They got Luis Gil going tonight because, God forbid, you throw the ace on short rest. God forbid you give him a chance to have 2 more starts in the series if you could ever miraculously get it back to a Game 7. But you got Luis Gil on the mound going up against the bullpen game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. And here's the one thing I'll say moving forward in this series. We all know they can't win this series. It's over no matter what they tell you, and I expect them to tell you what they try to tell you, and they should. But I do not want, one, do not get swept. And then, two, you can't lose that next game. Cole's got to win it. Get back to L.A. Let them celebrate at home. Put maybe a little bit of pressure on them. But I do not want a repeat of 22. Get out there and just show some freaking guts. And Judge, just show me something, one at bat, that we can try and hang our hook on, because you know what's worse about this, what's really bad about this whole thing? One, it's losing, clearly, and the devastation of realizing that all the narratives against the New York Yankees are now true. Whether they're actually true or just perception true, perception is reality, and who the hell could fight them? That's it. They had a cakewalk to the World Series. The Royals suck. The Guardians suck. Anyone could have beaten them. They're the you could argue that the Diamondbacks and some of the teams, the last teams to not make the playoffs in the National League, would have beaten the Yankees in this series. They're terrible. The World Series was decided against the Mets and Dodgers. Judge is Mr. June. All the narratives we hate, all the narratives that we tried to fight against, at least Brian Cashman tried to fight against, they're all true. That's it. They're done. It's true. And what's trying to swallow that along with the idea of now the guy we love, the player who's the best hitter in baseball, our captain, the guy who drags these teams to the playoffs, the guy who's going to have a monument in Monument Park, the guy who's a lifetime Yankee, signed a huge contract, he will always have this next to him. And we will always have to talk about it. We will always have to fear it come October. And I do expect this team to get back to October on a regular basis. Why? Because Judge will carry them there. But this is something he's going to wear forever. Because, and again, I mentioned I heard Mike say this on High Heat with Russo. Whenever you get a chance to see them together, you got to do it, right? But he was talking about this, and I've kind of mentioned this before about how we've become so enamored with the postseason, and it's all that freaking matters. They're so long, there's so many rounds, and that's really the difference. You know, Ted Williams could have a bad World Series. You play 162, and then you play six games. You weren't good in them, and you go, hey, it was six games. This has been a month. This is 3 weeks of playoff baseball, watching Judge every night do nothing, strikeout after strikeout after strikeout. He can't hide from this. He can't put it under small sample size. He has absolutely killed them. They got through the first two rounds despite him, and he's killing them in the World Series. All right, you're not Judge. Okay, you only have one home run in the series. Okay, you're not a dominant force the way you are in the regular season. You're just okay. We could live with that. Judge is the reason they're losing. It is an impossible pill to swallow. Never mind all the other stuff. The bottom of the lineup, the starting pitchers getting dog walked every game, taking Cole out early in the decisions from the manager in game one. And that's the other thing. They never recovered from that loss. That's the other narrative. That's a gut punch you can't recover from. It's a gut punch you can't recover from. Now they're screwed. Well, that was absolutely true because they have not been able to recover from that moment. The minute that Freddie Freeman home run, that walk-off grand slam, the second that ball left its bat, the series was over. It didn't. You weren't 100% positive at the time that was the case. We are now. That was it. The decision to take out Cole, the decision not to go to Weaver in the 10th, the decision to go to Nestor Cortez instead of Tim Hill, pick your poison, whichever one you like the least. That and the grand slam, this team never recovered from it. And now we're going to be playing out the motions over the next 2 days, just hoping that it doesn't happen on Yankee grounds. Miserable. Miserable. 888-808-1019. Let's get to your calls on it. Adam in Center Reach. What's up, Adam?
How you doing today?
I'm doing glorious. How are you? Oh, and yeah, the Giants lost. Daniel Jones stinks. The final interception of the game. I'm sorry to interrupt you here, Adam. I'm going to let you get to it.
Don't remind me about my Giants.
No. Oh, my God. Daniel Jones stinks. He should never play again. Please end this for everyone. Lose as many games as possible. Go get your quarterback. He gets a strip sack fumble that the coach openly says is his fault for not shifting the tight end to Watt's side. And then at the end of the game, he throws an interception when two guys are so wide open that there are pictures circulating the internet where no one is around them, and yet he throws an interception on that play. He is so bad, and it is so over that there are two deaths to celebrate or to commiserate, should I say. Two deaths, the death of the Yankee season and the death of Daniel Jones' Giants career. And
I think the whole Daniel Jones, I think it's done. I think it's time to just try the other two quarterbacks, see what we got, and just move on and just say, you know what? The Daniel Jones era is now laid to rest.
Yeah, I mean.
But as far as the Yankees.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead, man.
As far as the Yankees' concern is, we get away from, I'm a Little League coach, Petrella Ball. We get away from the concept of small ball. And in small ball, first off, I can't expect Aaron Judge to be hitting home runs. These guys all playing small ball. Number two, with a batting average in the last month, like you just said, 3 weeks in the postseason of sub 200, maybe you should move him down the lineup. It can't hurt.
It can.
Put him in the six hole. Can't hurt right now.
I mean, listen,
right now, he's not doing the job that you need him to do.
I understand.
You
got to
ride the hotter bats.
I don't think it matters. I don't think you can hide him. He's uber important wherever he goes. And I honestly believe this, and maybe I'm naive. All right, and I certainly haven't been in a major league clubhouse. I haven't been around a major league team, but I follow this team, and I listen to them. And if you remember 2 years ago when he was brutal in the playoffs against the Astros, and he was getting booed, the entire team could not believe that he was getting booed. And they think of him. Like, they watch him play every day. And all of them are Major League Baseball players who have played baseball their whole lives at the highest levels possible. And none of them have seen a player as good as Aaron Judge. None of them. They admire him. They look up to him. He's their leader. I think they're half in awe of him. I think they believe he is half man. He is Hercules. He is Hercules. He is Achilles. He is beyond human to them. And I'm more open to it now that all hope is lost than they're panicking, but it sends a message of we're screwed. And maybe that's no longer as relevant now that they actually are screwed, but I just don't think it makes a difference. I really don't, and I think it hurts the team. I think they're like, wow, they got to move Judge down. Like, I don't think it helps. I think it creates more panic in a room that needs to try to avoid it for whatever reason. Like, I think it sucks. I think it hurts the team. And now, again, they're so bad that you want to say it can't hurt. I can't argue with you, but I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think you ride or die with Judge. He's your guy. I really do. I think there's other things you do. Play Dominguez. Who cares about defense in the outfield right now? You need runs. Try to see if Dominguez can give you a spark. Do something. Do something. But I don't think you can move him down. I don't think it'll help the cause either. I don't think it'll make him any better. I was just saying, me and Jerry were talking, and Jerry called him A-Rod. Do you remember? Everyone uses it as an example like it's a positive. Oh, why can't you move him? They moved Alex Rodriguez down to eighth. And I'm like, yeah, do you remember what happened? It was a disaster of epic proportions. He was awful. It hurt the whole team. I've heard interviews of Joe Torre talk about two things in his career that he regrets the most. One, and first and foremost, not taking the team off the field in Cleveland with the midges around Jabba Chamberlain. And two, moving Alex Rodriguez to eighth against Detroit. It was a colossal failure. Like, we use it as an excuse, like, hey, Joe Torre did it. If you could do it to A-Rod, you could do it to Judge. It was a disaster. If A-Rod went down there and hit two home runs, I'd say, okay, move him to the eighth. Eric and Ronkonkoma, what's up, Eric?
Yeah, hey, C-Mac, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, look, first off, I'm listening to this. I mean, so you got trade Judge at the deadline, and now you got
trade Judge at the deadline next year, yeah.
And Cole punching Boone in the, unreal. But I got to say, okay, I agree with the last caller. You know, as far as when you're saying that you think it shows a panic move by the Yankees to move Judge, okay, what does not doing anything show, okay? Because
that look, we have faith in you.
But where has that gotten them to this point? Nothing. I mean,
I
think it's pretty clear. I think it's pretty clear that the Dodgers don't fear the lineup as it's currently constituted. So if you switch it up now, last night I think should have been the game to do it.
What though?
But if you switch it up
to what?
Okay. Well, to anything. Because look, you know, how do you know that if you move someone up two slots into higher than they are now that they don't catch fire and it changes the whole dynamic of the lineup?
How do you know keeping it where it was they weren't going to catch fire? I mean, you're telling me
hasn't to this point.
Yeah, I know, but what? You're saying suddenly moving them up is going to have someone catch fire? Like, what's the difference?
But here's the thing. If you're doing the same thing over and over again, what's the definition of insanity?
No, I know, but they are in the World Series, though. This isn't the first round where they haven't won any games. They're in the World Series.
Right. Yes, they are in the World Series. But the thing is, what they've done to this point has not worked You got to try something.
And change the players. Change the players. Bring in Grisham. Well, play Dominguez.
But here's the thing. Look, if there's no reason why you can't move Judge down a couple spots just because, you know, just because he's the captain and everyone's in awe of him. Let me tell you something. If he was the captain, he should welcome some kind of change. I'm not saying that you have to do it that way, but there should be something.
What does moving him to fifth or sixth do?
It changes the top of the lineup. And again, that could possibly, you know, get two hits in front of him that you might not have had before.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see why. Like, you guys, we get hung up all the time on the roster, on the lineup construction. Like, it's still the same players. You're telling me if you move, who are you going to move up to third? You're going to put Stanton there? Soto, Stanton? I guess, those two hitters back-to-back? Okay. And have him fifth? Sure. I don't think it changes anything. Now you're not going to pitch to Stanton because Judge is behind him. Like, I don't know what it does. I really don't. I don't know what it does. I don't think it helps. But if you think you have to change something, I get it. Change the players. Bring in Dominguez. Give Dominguez an at-bat. Let Dominguez start the game and then bring Verdugo in for defensive replacement. I don't know. And now that Verdugo hit the two-run home run, I'm sure they're not going to do that. But I just really don't think you mess with Judge. He's your guy. He's got to come out. I don't think it's going to do him any favors either. I just don't. But, I mean, they're down 3-0. So do whatever you think. I don't think it helps. 888-808-1019. Come back. Continue to take your phone calls on the Yankee season pretty much being over. We'll find out tonight if they have any guts. Show some guts. Show some guts. Wake up, score a bunch of runs, have a convincing win, and get to your ace on the mound with a chance to at least make a go of this thing and send it back to LA. Because if this team gets swept, like if they get swept in the World Series, no one cares. I mean, I guess no one cares really ultimately, no matter how they lose now, being down 3-0. But no one's going to say, oh, it's the first World Series team since 2009, I was going to say, you could have the argument with the Met fans who always love to say, oh, we've been to the World Series more often. Great. That's it. If they get swept, you almost rather not be there than get swept. You got to show up at least one game. You can't still have people be able to say the Yankees haven't won a World Series game since 2009. You got to get off the deck and win a game.
Need to get out of a meeting? Call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS Live on Paramount Plus.
All right. 431, Nick Monagle here with you.
Just not having a good day. Spilled my drink.
Just not my day. And I had such great visions of what today could have been or yesterday could have been. I told you exactly how the Yankees needed to go about business. And it was knockout Walker Buehler. What a laughing stock that was. I mean, all they were doing was standing up there taking fastball after fastball after fastball. I mean, the at-bats and the looking for walks. And, you know, the one that really bothered me the most. And, you know, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about, you know, Judge, right? And the embarrassment it was and what he is over the course of the regular season, what he became in the postseason. And he's without question, like the number one culprit, number one, two, three, four, and five. But number six, if we're going to be fair, I mean, Wells was a guy who turned this season around becoming one of the better offensive catchers in the sport. Wells was a guy who stabilized this team, putting him as the cleanup hitter. Wells is a guy who in the second half of the year, after doing nothing the first half of the year, threw his name in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. And he is so lost right now and can't catch up to a fastball. And in this game, he has an opportunity to come up with a big at-bat
And, you know, he's got a 3-2 count, and he knows he's getting a fastball because they are not walking him. He's been awful. And he takes a fastball 98 miles an hour right down the middle low, which for a left-handed hitter, you drop the ball, you drop the barrel to that bat, you drop the barrel to that ball and send it to the short porch. I mean, that's what he's done. And you know a fastball is coming. Put a good swing on a low fastball. Don't take it for strike three. I mean, unbelievable. They had more taken strikes. I was listening to Talking Yanks a little bit. They were talking about how many fastballs they took. They took 24. 24. 24 four-seam fastballs in the strike zone. Took them. Didn't swing at them. They had 55 fastballs in the strike zone. Two hits. So 55 fastballs in the strike zone. They got two hits and took half of them. Like, that's just a team not looking to go hit. That's a team looking to draw walks. That's a team confused about how they're being pitched. That's unacceptable. I believe it's the second most taken fastballs inside the zone all year long. The Nationals had a worse day in July or some random game. Like, that can't happen. Go attack. And forget moving the lineup. Just tell these guys, free and easy, go swing the bats. Get out of your head. And that's a conversation because it's not just Judge, right? It is Judge, clearly, number one. But you look at this group for whatever reason. And you want to put that in the manager that he can't get them into the right frame of mind to hit during the postseason? That's fine. If we could have a discussion, I'm telling you right now. And I know I hate the whole conversation around what would George do or whatever. I don't want to have that particular conversation, but I will tell you what Hal will do. And that is give Aaron Boone another contract. I'm telling you right now. Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman, for sure. Cashman, it's not even a question. Because he's under contract. They're not firing Brian Cashman off of a World Series year. They're not doing it. Aaron Boone is coming back. Plain and simple. Everyone around Yankeeville and everyone inside baseball is telling Hal he had an incredible first two rounds. Everything went right. All the decisions he made. They lost two games. Whatever you think about it, it's a cakewalk. It's this or that. They lost two games in the first two rounds. And I'm telling you, they are not game one of a series where the offense doesn't hit anyway. Those decisions that, without question, that game one is so imperative and changes the whole series. And, you know, in many ways, they didn't recover from it. I'm just telling you, I would be shocked, even if they get swept. If they get swept, I suppose maybe it's on the table that it's that embarrassing. But even if they get swept, how the step here was they had to get to the World Series. That was the minimum. It wasn't win a championship. It wasn't even winning a division wasn't enough. Winning the ALDS wasn't enough. Winning the ALCS was enough. They had to get to the World Series. So we can hate him. And I agree with you. He had a miserable game one. And in many ways, that game was the series. You want to argue Aaron Boone cost the Yankees the World Series? I think you got a fair argument. But he's coming back. 888-808-1019. Maury in Belmore. What's up, Maury? Tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro.
I don't know whose night it is. It's not my night.
Look, I'm kind of glad we didn't play the Mets because they'd be beating the crap out of us, too.
That's not reality. We don't know that.
They've been playing like this all year. I hate to say it. We're always fighting two runs in the World Series. The captain's not hitting. Yep. All this is a microcosm of what we thought would happen no matter who we played. Even against Cleveland, even against King, we won some games. We scored a few runs, but it was always very, you know, can we win? We're still not scoring. Not with bases. So many men left on base. The team is broken somehow. I don't know what to fix, how to fix it overnight. But
if Judge hits, they're in this series. It's plain and simple. One thing needs to change.
Should be my uncle.
Yeah, I know, but you're making it sound like you don't know what's wrong and you can't dissect it. And what do we do? And how do we change this? And how do we change that? If the best hitter in the world hits, it's a different series. Plain and simple. How do you fix it? Tell Judge to hit. There's nothing you can do. I'm not trying to tell you that, like you say, if. Like you're trying to come up with solutions or what could happen. Like, there's nothing to change. If Judge hits, they win. He's the best hitter on the planet. Hit! I'm not making excuses. It's awful. It's disgusting. And when I and should go out and change things. They're going to go, hopefully they re-sign Juan Soto and make some changes. I'm all in. I'm all on board. But let's just be fair. This is the microcosm. We saw this coming. We saw it all year. No, you didn't see this all year. You saw Judge be a monster all year. I wish they, if we saw what we saw all year, this series wouldn't be over yet. I'm not saying they win it necessarily, but it ain't over yet. What needs to change? One thing. One thing. We are all feeling a hell of a lot better about life right now today. If one thing changed. Judge hitting. That's it. I'm not saying they win this series. There's still some flaws. We'd be disappointed about something else. We talk about the bottom of the lineup. Blah, 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 blah. He has one good game. He gets one hit when he had multiple runners to score. Instead of striking out three times in game one, they win that game by a couple runs. It's not a concern. One guy is killing them. They still have flaws. A bunch of guys are a problem necessarily. They still might not be good enough to beat the Dodgers even if he was hitting. But this series wouldn't be dead. We wouldn't be mourning the loss of this team today if Judge hit. Danny and Belrose, what's up, Danny?
Hey, good morning, Chris. What's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't even think Judge could even if he was hit, they couldn't beat them. Murray was broke, couldn't beat the Dodgers right now the way they're playing.
I disagree with that. Murderers Row couldn't beat them. They're playing very well right now. I guess they're. How many runs have they scored? How much has Ohtani beat them? How much has Mookie Betts beat them? Like, it's Freddie Freeman. They scored four runs in this game. They're playing very well, and that four-run game, no doubt, was a dominating four-run game. I don't want to make it seem like the Yankees were right in it. They weren't because of the pitching. No doubt the Yankees were not in this game, but I would think Murderers Row might be able to hit, and they held them to four runs in this game. That's it. They give up two runs in the first. They give up a couple of singles later on. They're right in this game. The bullpen did a great job. They've shut down this dynamic Dodgers offense in many ways.
Yeah, Judge, honestly, the way he's been hitting, I would have moved it down to fifth. Honestly, I would have brought standing up to third. Volpe, because Volpe's been hitting good. I
want to
say him four.
Well, not Volpe. No, you're not going to hit Volpe. You got to put a lefty there if you're going to do that. You got to put Jazz or put Rizzo there. You got to put a lefty there. You need right left. If you're going to move Judge down, you got to put a lefty in between him and Stanton. You have to. So, I mean, yeah, you want to see what that looks like? See what that looks like. Move Stanton up to third. You got Torres, Soto, Stanton, Rizzo, Judge. Do it. I don't care anymore. I don't think it's the right thing, but do it. I. What's the difference? Maybe it's a spark that gets him hot. Maybe Judge gets hot hitting fifth. I don't know. I don't care. I understand. At this point, I guess it doesn't matter. I still think it's not the right thing to do. I think it hurts this team more than it helps it, but I guess you got to try something. I'm not going to bang my head against the wall arguing with people about it. Brian in Port Jefferson. What's up, Brian?
What's up, brother? Chris, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I want to start by saying how impressed I am with your takes on these Yankee situations, man. I'm a fan of Keith McPherson. I'm a fan of Michael Kay. I think you say things that are more realistic than I've ever heard before. You're spot on.
Okay. Thank you very much. Very kind of you. Most people think I'm a moron right now.
I completely disagree, and I feel the same exact way about this Yankee stuff.
What do you mean Nestor Cortez wasn't the biggest colossal mistake you've ever seen? What do you mean you still send Stanton?
A couple nights ago, you said he was there for that one spot to get those two guys out. Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman, he got the first one.
Yeah. Well, no, he was actually there to get him and Mookie Betts, and he got them out tonight. He got him and Mookie Betts out.
And he struck out
Ohtani, made him look bad. That's why he's on the roster.
Sometimes it doesn't work out. That's baseball, you know?
That's it.
It's just baseball. What you were saying a little while ago, like two callers ago, have blown my mind to the things they were saying, change the lineup. Who cares, really? Who are you going to put? Who? You're going to bring back LeMahieu to hit four? Whatever.
Well, no.
So, right, like insane things. Judge hits three, and we go down with the ship. So, I'll talk about the narratives. The last guy I talked about how the Mets would be crushing the Yankees right now.
Hey, listen, you can't argue it. I mean, let the Mets say that. I mean, listen, they're saying it.
It's hilarious.
They're saying it from the golf course, but, I mean, let them say it. I don't know what else to, you know. You can't even fight back right now because they won two games, and as of right now, the Yankees are about to get swept. So, therefore, clearly, vis-a-vis, de facto, clearly the Mets are the better team and would have wiped the floor with the Yankees as well.
The Dodgers were so comfortable with the Mets that they threw a bullpen game two at home, not caring if they lost. Literally not caring if they lost that game.
Yes.
When are the Yankees going to get that bullpen game?
Game four. Well, we'll see.
We'll see. So far, they've...
No, they're going to get it in game four, Brian. And I understand what you're saying. Look, I think it's stupid. Met fans are hitting me up left and right. I think, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's like Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman. He's like, you know what he's saying right now? That guy can't keep me out of here. You know where he's saying it? The parking lot. So it doesn't matter. That's one of the best lines of the movie. Where the fire chief wants to get in because he's locking the doors to keep the bad element of the other people out. And he's like, you know what he's saying right now? He can't kick me out of here. You know where he's saying it? The parking lot. That's Met fans right now. We're the better team. You know where they're saying it from? The fishing boat, the golf course. So it doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. Yes, they would have kicked the crap out of him, sure. The Padres would have kicked the crap out of him. The Phillies would have kicked the crap out of him. The Milwaukee Brewers would have kicked the crap out of him. The list goes on and on. The Atlanta Braves probably would have kicked the crap out of him. Everybody, the Diamondbacks would have kicked the crap out of him. Let's be honest. The Colorado Rockies, they played in the National League West. Tough division. They're probably honed enough in the unbelievable ways of the National League where they probably would have won the World Series if they made it through. I mean, right now, you got to eat it. You're a Yankee fan. In a week or two, you'll be able to talk about, hey, we were in the World Series, you weren't, shut up, clown, or whatever else. But right now, while we're all watching them just suck, you got to eat it. Because the narrative of the National League is better, and they gave the Dodgers a better fight, although the Dodgers pounded them to more runs than ever scored before in a seven-game series, and they only did it in six games. The Mets got to and scored runs and put up a better performance against their pitching staff than the Yankees have so far. So, whatever. You guys want to play that game? We can play that game. 888-808-1019. We'll have fun with it all week. You get Mets fans, you can call me up and say, oh, if only we'd be world champions. You're not. And neither are the Yankees. Eddie and Rockman. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Chris. How you doing? A couple things. Number one, you were right. I'm on the walk. And when I see the Yankees get up, they look like they're not aggressive, that they're looking to get that seventh pitch, you know, to swing at. And the Dodgers are coming out swinging at whatever's looking good. And they're jumping on the ball right away.
Well, I mean, they haven't really hit that much either. And their numbers with runners in scoring position are just as bad as the Yankees.
Yeah, but you could see the demeanor at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are ready to rock and roll at the first pitch. You can see the Yankee guys, besides Soto, are waiting for that full count to bring, you know, those teams that want to bring you to the seventh pitch every time and try to get you there. And you also, I don't like to toot your horn, but look at Russell Wilson, you know that?
He's how about that?
Rodgers and Jones combined. Give yourself a little credit there.
How about that? I knew he should have come here with the Giants. I told you, Eddie. I told you. Thank you. I'm up against the break, bud. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back, finish up your phone calls all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. But yes, that's right. Russell Wilson looked good in this game about beating the Jets and the Giants back-to-back for Pittsburgh, who's now 6-2. Who cares? I'm not sure I care about much right now. I'm down in the dumps, everybody. Down the janky hot stove. It ain't that hot. It ain't that hot.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here we go. First pitch time, 8:31. And Jeter swings. It's a high drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Derek Jeter hits a first ball fastball deep in the bleachers in left field. And on the first pitch of the game, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 4:53, McMonagle with you. Just a few minutes until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. New York Yankees fall in Game 3. They have fallen in each of the first three games of this series. They're down 0-3. I feel like I've made that clear now. Three games, three losses. Tonight, they will show up, hopefully, for Game 4. Or maybe not, hopefully. And for me, it's look, I know they need to win. They have to plan to win the series. I get that. And you got to win Game 5 if you want to win. But you got to win Game 4 first. And if you pitch Gerrit Cole Game 4, I don't know what they get. Every other starting pitcher has been shake. Luis Gil, I don't know how many innings he's going to give you or if he's going to be effective. Right? You need to win this game and try and build momentum. And again, I'm not trying to tell you they can win. I'm just trying to say they have to go about figuring out how they can win. Throw Cole. I don't understand why it's not even being considered. Unless he's not healthy. And then just, you know, they're not going to say he's not healthy, but say he's like, you know, with the condition of his arm. I mean, I guess they kind of have said that, but like, hasn't pitched all year, so he's got half a year. His arm should be okay. He threw 88 pitches last start. If you're going to shut him down at 88 pitches anyway, it's not like he's going to go 9 in this game. Let him go 5 or 6. That's all Luis Gil's going to go, but I have a better feeling about putting up a 0 if Cole's giving me the 5 or 6, and it sets him up for another possible short start in Game 7 if they could ever find themselves there, which they can't. But if they ever could, it gives you an opportunity to start Cole and give him innings again on short rest. It's not like he's their ace, he's their guy. And instead, they're going with Luis Gil. Now, it's a bullpen game, which they've been effective at, and certainly the Yankees can't freaking hit, so does it matter? But if they ever figure out a way to win, then you do have rested Cole for a Game 5 and hopefully can figure out a way to get this thing back to Los Angeles just for pride purposes, really. 888-808-1019. Tony in Staten Island. What's up, Tony?
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Doing?
How are you?
Good. I have a serious question here because I know you're a baseball aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
If your team is a bad fielding team.
Mm-hmm.
Your team is a bad base running team.
Mm-hmm.
Your team has bad approaches right now at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not the manager's responsibility?
Yeah, I mean, on some level.
Like,
so
I go back to Little League. Year after year, this team can't field, can't run the bases, sit back, wait for the 3-run homer. They don't hit and run. They never sacrifice. They do no fundamentals. Who do you blame?
Yeah, I mean, well, listen, the hit and run and the sacrifice, clearly I don't care about. I mean, every sacrifice that has been done in this postseason has been the wrong move. So, I mean, I don't care about that so much. You need it every once in a while, and they're not necessarily good at it, but no one is in all of baseball.
But you said they're going to bring him back. That's scary because I've watched nothing in the last.
They're in the World Series.
And this team's been bad the second half of the year.
They're in the World
Kansas
Series.
Kansas City gave us the series. I was at the game where there were wild pitches and walks galore.
We were
handed the first two series. Aaron Boone was a great manager?
Well, I'm just saying, and who gave them, and how did the Dodgers get their runs? Handed by leadoff walks from the New York Yankees. Like
The Dodgers had a tougher path. They're showing us right now.
I understand that.
And you don't agree with moving Judge? You want your 3-hitter to be the worst hitter in your lineup right now? What are you waiting for? Run into a baseball?
Yeah, he's Judge. He's not some nobody. He's Aaron Judge. He's the best
player
on the planet.
He's a regular season Judge.
He's choking
under the pressure. He swings at every slider off the plate.
Yeah,
the guy has no plate discipline right now.
I understand. I got to stick with him. He's my guy. That's how I feel. He's their guy. He's got to come through. If he doesn't come through in the 5 spot, that's not going to help the team. Like I don't see it helping. He's got to hit one way or another, and I don't think moving him down is going to help him. And I don't think it's going to help the rest of the team who believe in him. I just don't. And Aaron Boone, listen, defensively, it's part of the roster too. I mean, you want to tell me after all these years it's his fault Gleyber Torres isn't a good defensive player or a good base runner? I mean, how many years does it have to happen? Like, they never work on it. Spring training, they never work on it. They just allow him to be a bad base runner. Like, there are people who just aren't good at it. Like, over the last couple of years, last year, they're playing how many different guys out of position? How many different first basemen were all over the field last year? Bowers is in the outfield. Like, it's just, some of it has been roster construction over the course of the years. And, yeah, I mean, what other, like, you want them to steal bases? And they had Volpe for all this whole year that had any speed. That's it. They got more guys who can't run than guys who can. And I'm not defending Boone right now, but I'm just telling you, you make it sound, oh, you're going to bring it. They're in the World Series. Stop. I understand that they beat two playoff teams, though. Like, was it an easier path to the World Series than usual? Yeah, but, like, so easy that it means nothing? Bernadette in Oceanside. What's up, Bernadette?
Hi, how are you, Chris?
Good morning. Bernadette. I'm sorry, Bernadette. It's a tough one.
One point.
Yeah.
How does this affect us keeping Juan Soto?
I don't think it does. I really don't think it does. I don't think Soto's going to be like, geez, we can't even win a game in the World Series. I don't think it matters. The other teams he'd sign with, unless it's the Dodgers, didn't get this far. I don't really think it matters. It's either going to come down to money or he's comfortable with New York. He likes to be a Yankee and he'll take something close to the highest bid. It's going to be the same thing it was before this series. I don't really don't think it matters. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. We'll be back at it again tomorrow morning, 2 a.m. New York Yankees game 4 of the World Series. We'll see if it feels any better than this. Probably not. I'll see you then. Bye-bye. Warm-up show is next.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFN.